We now welcome on and say good morning to Kansas Attorney General and gubernatorial candidate Derek Schmidt joining us on KCMO Talk Radio. And after last week's historic news, we've got to start there with Derek Schmidt. Mr. Attorney General, good morning. Roe v. Wade overturned last week. Take us through what your reaction has been over the last few days and how you've been processing this.
Yes. Well, good morning, Pete. And I think the bottom line for me is the court got it right. It took nearly 50 years. I agree that as a matter of constitutional law, Roe was wrong from the inception. It read more like a policy paper or a political compromise than it did like constitutional interpretation. And I think the court's decision was legally correct, and it's also right for the country. It's going to, you know, invite in, you know, a very tumultuous, I don't know if that's the right word, but it's going to invite in a period with lots of vigorous debate among people on all sides of this question. But that's what it's going to take to find the right balance and equilibrium state by state on how the abortion issue ought to be handled. So I think it's good news, but it is going to invite some real work and challenges going forward.
And obviously now in Kansas, I mean, there was always a lot of attention on value them both on the ballot August 2nd. You know, there really is no, as you well know, major primaries in your race. There's really no primary. There's really no primary in the 3rd District with Amanda Atkins. So do you have at all concern that maybe Republican voter turnout due to the fact that there is not really a primary to speak of, could suppress turnout and that maybe the yes on value them both will end up not passing?
Well, that's up to voters. The bottom line is that the most important question statewide that's going to be decided by voters on August the 2nd is whether or not to adopt value them both. I'm, of course, a strong supporter. And I think that that's what the discussion has to be about between now and then. And voters need to show up and make their voices known on that question. And that includes, of course, pro-life voters, Republican voters. So there's no time to sort of slack off here, Pete. Your point's a good one. But the number one animating issue that Kansans have to decide, pro-life Kansans must participate in, is the value of both vote.
Do you think that this is the issue in the midterms that Democrats and the media think it's going to be, or because it is so now state by state, as you noted, as we all know, that this is not going to be the rallying cry to possibly reverse what appears to be a red wave coming that a lot of Democrats are afraid of?
Well, I think that for some voters, for some Kansans, the abortion issue is certainly a motivating issue, and for some it's the motivating issue. But I think what's lost in some of this discussion by Democrats and some of the media talking heads and others who seem to want to portray this as just motivating to pro-choice voters or to others who are on that side of the question, it is also motivating to pro-life voters. You know, there are people who have worked hard in the trenches for 50 years to reach this moment, and they're going to be even more motivated to not only show up and participate in August and November, but also to bring out their friends and supporters to do the same. So I think it's going to be a motivating issue. I don't think it's bigger than the economy, than inflation, than gasoline prices, but it's going to be an issue, but I think it's going to motivate both sides.
What do you, last thing on this, and I do want to touch on some other items here this morning, but what do you make of, you know, all the, I don't know, fear-mongering, talking points, whatever phrase you want to use that has been obviously all over the place the last 2, 3, 4 days or so? Like one, you know, interracial marriage is somehow next. I mean, how do you respond to these talking points, and how would you suggest people respond to these talking points that have been out there all over the place since late last week?
Well, they're just not correct. You know, there are a lot of folks who want to throw chaff in the air and make this issue something other than what it is. But the court was very clear, and it was a majority of the court, not just a plurality. The court was very clear that it decided the question of federalizing abortion law. And that's it. It didn't decide other questions. It didn't deal more broadly with issues of the role of substantive due process. It didn't deal with any of these other issues. It said this is about Roe v. Wade and the constitutional mistake that was made in 1973 and correcting it. So, you know, all that's going to calm down at some point. We're in the middle of an election year. Folks, you know, want to make big issues out of things that are not. But the bottom line is this is a watershed moment, but it's a watershed moment on the question of who decides what the proper government regulation of abortion ought to be. And the court tells us the answer to that question is voters and legislators, state by state, in the way we deal with most difficult questions in our democracy.
Derek Schmidt, the Republican Attorney General, of course, gubernatorial candidate as well, joining us on KCMO. So over the weekend, Mr. Attorney General, you got an endorsement from the Kansas Fraternal Order of Police. I don't want to diminish how much it took to get this endorsement, but I did know earlier in the show, I just can't imagine after the last 2 years, any major fraternal order of police group backing a Democratic candidate. I just, you know, with the last 2 years, I can't imagine that happening. But this group did endorse Laura Kelly 4 years ago. So you have gotten that endorsement back. How big is that to you? What does it mean?
Well, I've worked very closely with law enforcement throughout my entire career as Attorney General, but before that as well. I'm a tremendous supporter of the men and women who serve every day out there in our communities and keep us safe. That includes those who are members of the Fraternal Order of Police. I am very proud to have their endorsement in Kansas. And I think that from just a purely campaign standpoint, setting aside the substance of the issues for a moment, the fact that they were with Laura Kelly 4 years ago and they now have switched their position and they're advocating strongly, and I believe unanimously, for me to be the next governor of the state of Kansas makes me very proud, and I think it shows momentum is on our side.
Speaking of things that you are looking forward to running on, you had a proposal last week that I thought was very interesting, how to keep retirees in the state or bringing them to the state of Kansas. And the proposal you announced last week eliminates taxes on Social Security, IRAs, annuities, other retirement vehicles. The goal here is obviously to not just keep the retirees in Kansas, but I'm sure bring some here as well, whether it's for family purposes or anything else. Is this based on any other state that uses something like this? And take people through what the idea is here.
Yeah, there are about a dozen states right now, Pete, that do not levy state income tax on retirement benefits or retirement distributions from dedicated retirement funds. Most of those states don't have a state income tax at all, but there are, I believe it's three, and Iowa just became the fourth, that do have a state income tax, like Kansas, but they exempt from that income tax those retirement benefits. And they often do it for the reasons that we're advocating, that at the end of the day, we have a population issue in Kansas we have to deal with, an out-migration issue. We have it across many age ranges, but you have to start somewhere. And we think it makes a lot of sense to start with retirees because they tend to be particularly mobile. They made a decision to retire. The family's often grown and gone. They often have assets and wealth, and we obviously want to retain that in Kansas. They have tremendous civic capital. They've been involved in communities and leadership roles throughout their professional lives. So there's a lot of gain to keeping home those who have chosen to be in Kansas for a lifetime, to keeping them here in their retirement. And likewise, when we attract retirees from other states to come to Kansas, they bring with them those same baskets of strengths and assets. And so we think it's smart to start in this position. There are other states that have gone down this road, but we have a chance in Kansas to be among the leaders in this area, as opposed to waiting around for a long period of time and eventually following suit. And so I'm very excited about this proposal. I think it makes a lot of sense. And it's the type of bold leadership we're going to have if we're going to be able to reverse our population out-migration in Kansas.
And you're right to note that. I mean, we've talked about it. It doesn't seem like it gets enough attention on the out-migration issue. Is there one, you mentioned starting with this portion of the population, is there one overriding reason you believe that Kansas is an out-migration state and how to reverse it? If you just had a magic wand, what could you do?
Well, there are lots of different reasons, individual reasons that people and families choose to move from one state to another, including those who leave Kansas. Some of those we can't control. We can't control where the kids live, where the family lives. We can't control whether people want to be in a place with mountains or beaches or with liberal politics or anything like that. But we can control their economic circumstance here. We can control the tax burden. We can control the public services being reliable and affordable and providing things that people want. The things that we can control are the ones that we have to focus on. And so that's why we're starting with where we're starting.
He is the Attorney General for the state of Kansas. He is, of course, the Republican gubernatorial candidate. Derek Schmidt joining us on KCMO. Thank you so much for being here, Mr. Attorney General. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Pete. Take care.
You bet. That is Derek Schmidt on KCMO Talk Radio.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast, wherever you listen.